Congresswoman Nancy Mace, a Republican from South Carolina, although stay tuned and you'll see exactly what kind of a Republican she is, feminist, posted a video over the weekend showing more evidence as to why perhaps women shouldn't be in Congress. I said it, call me a sexist. Oh no, oh. But first, I've been working on some new merch, and this is the first of some new designs that I'm going to be rolling out soon. It's the I Love MAGA shirt, which comes in several different styles. If you don't want this big, bold one, you can get this more subtle version, or the I Love MAGA mug, all available from MarkDice.com. So head on over there, or click the link in the description below, and check them out. Congresswoman Mace, the disgrace, posted this video on Saturday, saying some unhinged lunatic, a man wearing Daisy Dukes at a makeup store, got in my face today. Dems are nuts. So I went off, and I won't be backing down. I hold the line 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, she says. Try me. Now, keep in mind that she is the one who posted this video of this alleged man, this carbon-based life form whose preferred pronouns remain unknown at this time. And she acted so bizarre that I have no other choice but to defend the they, them.
I do them every year.
He just asked her if she was going to do a town hall event, and then she pulled out her phone and started recording, but apparently he was recording as well and got the whole interaction on video, so I'll show that in a moment. So you can see he's not in her face. He just asked her rather politely, I must say, if she's going to do a town hall this year.
I do them every year.
Every year.
You want to keep going?
Do you
want to keep going and keep harassing me?
You
could have gone to a dozen town halls last year.
I asked if you're doing any more this year. It was one simple question.
Yeah.
Are you doing a town hall?
I've already done one. I'll do plenty more.
Are you doing any more this year? It was a simple question.
You're always invited.
Okay, sweet. Well,
and by the way, I voted for gay marriage twice.
What does that have to do with
me? So I'm just saying, it has to everything to do with you.
Do you think everything about me has to do with gay marriage?
I do,
that's
absolutely.
That's your first stance when you speak with me?
Absolutely.
No other
if you want to get in my face about town halls, you should have shown
There's
up to
no
one
other
last year.
Thing you can talk about me just saying, "Oh, I support gay marriage."
Yeah.
So not only did she just reveal there that she's a neocon, she's a fake conservative, she's conservative ink, bowing down at the altar of the LGBT community. Oh, please don't get mad at me. I support a gay marriage. But this guy is not in her face. He's actually rather being polite and like 6 or 7 feet away from her. And see his cell phone in his hand there? He has the entire interaction captured on video, so there wasn't anything that happened before this where he was being rude or threatening her or harassing her in any way.
Nancy?
Yes?
When are you going to host a real town hall for the people?
Did you miss the 15 I had last
that
year?
That wasn't the town. When are you going to host one this year?
I've already had one, and we'll have a dozen more.
The town hall you hosted this year was not a town hall. Let's be real.
It was a town hall, and I do them every year.
Every year.
You want to keep going?
Are you going to do any more this year?
Keep going.
Are you
going to
do it? I'm asking if you're going to have any more town halls.
Harassing her. Look at how far away he is. This is one of her constituents. When you're a member of Congress, you're on the job 24/7, lady.
That's
because you're getting in my face about a town hall. You could have gone last year.
Would you like me? If you have any plans to have more town halls this year?
I have town halls every year. I have over a dozen every year.
Great. That was my entire question. You didn't have to go into the spiel at all.
You could have come to any of them last year.
Okay. And
I had over a dozen.
Year, not 2024.
Where were you the year before that?
Okay.
Or the year before that?
It was a simple question.
Oh, because you know what? Because you people on the left are crazy.
So I'm
you're absolutely f***ing crazy.
I'm absolutely f***ing crazy.
And get out of my face.
You're insane.
Goodbye.
You're insane.
F***
you're gonna me? You're going to be voted out so fast this year.
I'm not. I won by so much.
You're a disgrace to this state. That's what you are. You're a disgrace. I asked you a simple question, and you just go on this tirade and tell me,
f*** you.
Disgusting.
Get out of my face.
You.
Get out of my face. Try it again.
Bitch.
What's your name?
Bitch.
What's your name?
What's
your name?
You say, f*** me?
Yep, I sure did.
The first thing you're
saying
is,
absolutely.
Me asking you a question.
Get the f*** out of my face.
You.
Now.
F*** you.
You could have taken me on, baby.
Okay.
Stay the f*** away from me.
If we're going to be fair, then we have to admit that this fairy is less of a lunatic in this situation than Nancy Mace. He was polite. He kept his distance. He asked her one question, and she completely lost her mind. And in case you didn't know, she has a history of completely losing her mind. Which raises the question, are women fit to be in Congress? But you're not supposed to answer that question, honestly, because then you'll get called a sexist. But we all know the answer. Last year, Nancy Mace got 15 minutes of fame by introducing a bill to ban men who call themselves transgender women from invading women's spaces, actual women's spaces, bathrooms, locker rooms, gyms, etc., on federal property. A bill that, well, in a sane society wouldn't even need to be introduced because sane societies would know how these things are supposed to work, but should have been introduced as the decline of America was happening about 10 years ago. But props to her for doing that. She doesn't want men invading women's spaces, but she desperately wanted to invade men's spaces back in the 90s and sued to force the Citadel, a men's military academy that has been around for 180 years, famous one in South Carolina, to accept her as the first woman cadet. The first woman to graduate from the Citadel. Because that's what feminists do. They ruin our lives and our society in many ways, including lawsuits, lawfare. A woman storms the Citadel. This from 1999. Nancy Mace became the first woman cadet to graduate from the Citadel. The feminist, who calls herself a Republican, said this after the mostly peaceful protest at the Capitol on January 6th.
We were really trying hard to figure out how do we hold a president accountable that put all of our lives at risk. And this was a traumatic event for many members of Congress. And I believe in the days, weeks, and months to come, as we learn more, the worse it's going to get.
Oh, it was President Trump who put their lives and the country in danger, repeating the same Republican establishment talking point that then Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy spewed, trying to get President Trump impeached.
The president bears responsibility for Wednesday's attack on Congress by mob rioters. He should have immediately denounced the mob when he saw what was unfolding.
These facts
require immediate action by President Trump. Accept his share of responsibility. And the president's immediate action also deserves congressional action, which is why I think a fact-finding commission and a censure resolution would be prudent.
Oh, he supported the January 6th committee. Remember that. The same Nancy Mace who sided with the Democrats and voted to hold Steve Bannon in contempt of Congress and throw him in prison because he refused to cooperate with the January 6th committee after they issued him a subpoena during their witch hunt. And this woman may be fatal attraction level crazy. Back in February, she gave a speech on the House floor accusing her ex-fiancé and his friends of R-wording her and secretly videotaping her during certain kinds of intimate activities, supposedly without her knowledge, but none of them have been arrested, and one of them, in fact, is now suing her for defamation. She claims she found the videos on her then-fiancé's phone, but this whole thing smells really fishy, and it sounds to me like she may have been involved in some thruple activity that they were videotaping that she later regretted. Because here she is, looking directly at someone's phone who is pulled out and obviously recording her as she takes a shot, and then pours it into the mouth of another woman who looks rather LGBTQ-ish, who then pours it into the mouth of another man. And they're all having a gay old time. Oh, who then pours it into the mouth of another woman. The same floozy who told the Christians attending the annual famous prayer breakfast that she gave up some morning sex with her then fiancé she was cohabitating with outside of marriage in order to come to the event to speak to them.
Another year, another standing room only event. And when I woke up this morning at 7, I was getting picked up at 7:45. Patrick, my fiancé, tried to pull me by my waist over this morning in bed. And I was like, no, baby, we don't got time for that this morning. I got to get to the prayer breakfast. And I got to be on time. And a little TMI. But he can wait. I'll see him later tonight. But I was here early.
And by the way, when she gave that speech on the floor of the House, accusing her ex-fiancé and his friends of doing all these terrible things to her and videotaping it, et cetera, few people know, but when a member of Congress is on the floor of the House or the Senate and making a speech, they are actually exempt from getting sued in civil court for defamation. So they can literally say anything about anybody, and they cannot be sued. And one of the men she mentioned in that speech is suing her, not only trying to get damages for what he says is slander, but also to close that loophole, because our members of Congress live by a different set of rules than us ordinary people. Because if an ordinary person says something that is so egregiously or recklessly false, they can obviously get sued for defamation, and it can easily cost them millions of dollars. But our members of Congress, our rulers, can say whatever they want as long as they're standing at that podium and they are above the law. And now these feminists who are ruling over us on the left and on the right are trying to change the law so that they don't have to show up to work to do their job to vote if they happen to have kids, if they're a mother. And so we have Brittany Peterson, a Democrat, teaming up with Anna Paulina Luna on the right and others, trying to change the law so that they could just do remote voting.
I understand that my colleague, Representative Luna, has done everything she can to try to find a path forward. And this is ultimately the only option that existed at the end. But this is not...
is for them to just whine and complain and bitch and moan about it.
But this does not address the real barriers that people will continue to face. This would be the last week that I could have been home, still working in my district, working as a member of Congress and representing my constituents, but making sure that I was not traveling across the country with my son.
Obviously, lady, you took the wrong job, or at the bare minimum, should have resigned as soon as you had children, because no mother, especially with young children, should be flying across the country or flying with the children across the country in order to come to work. That's called not conducive to motherhood. Here is Congresswoman Anna Paulina Luna, who obviously hit the wall, who is one of those feminists leading the charge, nagging members of Congress in order to pass a bill allowing women to basically work remote.
Currently, if a congresswoman has just given birth, she's not allowed to vote. It's a slap in the face to every constituent who sent us here to represent them.
It's not that they're not allowed to vote, it's that voting is done in person. And if you're not able to fulfill the duties of the job, then you shouldn't have taken that job in the first place.
And it's not going to take place on my watch. Last year, halfway through my first term in office, I gave birth to my son Henry, which makes me also a first-time mom.
What is a woman doing running for Congress when she is pregnant or when she knows that she's going to be pregnant and then leaving her home state, flying into Washington, D.C. every week? This is absolutely ridiculous. This is feminism.
Being a new mom has completely changed my life. My days are filled with a lot of love, definitely challenges, a ton of multitasking. But Henry's also provided a different perspective for me, especially in representing and serving the people that sent me here.
I'm sorry, lady, but you should be at home serving your children and your husband. Thankfully, this ridiculous legislation got blocked by bipartisan support in order to stop this ridiculous proxy voting proposal. If we're going to make America great again, then we're going to have to bring back good old-fashioned sexism, which is just a buzzword meaning the traditional gender roles. Somebody had to say it. And if you agree and you want to support my work and get a great shirt, then head on over to my online store, markdice.com, and order the new I Love MAGA shirt, which is available in two different styles. This one, which is rather loud and bold, and this one, which is a little more subtle. Or you could also get it in a coffee mug, which is available in three different sizes. The standard 11-ounce, slightly larger 15-ounce, and a 20-ounce. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.